Hello and welcome to House of Josh. Today we have in the house drop dead gorgeous, super talented singer and multilingual actor who has been working in Gujarati, Kannada and Bollywood industry. She will also be seen displaying her talent in Vijay Raj and Rajpal Yadav web series. Moreover, this actress has signed a reality show Love Escape on Z5 in which she will be dating guru for celebrity couples. Without any further delay, let's welcome to show Anveshi Jain. Welcome Anveshi.
Hi, thank you so much.
Yeah, before we proceed, first question to you, how's Anveshi?
Anveshi is absolutely motivated and inspired.
Wow, that was a brilliant answer. And Anveshi, in this introduction, we spoke about the Gujarati industry, we spoke about the Kannada industry, you have got so much of upcoming projects. So tell us about this year, how this year is planned for you and what are your aspirations and hopes from this year?
You know what, I feel extremely, extremely humbled and blessed for the very fact that, you know, I have worked for a couple of years in Bombay to get that busy that I am right now. And I feel really, really blessed about the fact that my dates are booked from like April, May, it's all occupied. June, there are certain projects that I am going to do. So, you know, it feels really, really great to having a multiple variety of work because I've been doing multiple things at the same time. So from all years of my life, like I've been approached by travel agencies, by other projects which include a lot of travel opportunities. There are singing platforms, there are singers, like great singers from our industry. They want me to feature as a singer and a model. So lots and lots of things are happening around me and I'm really grateful for that.
Okay, so like there's been a lot more work to you. And how do you react to this work? So is it sometimes like, you know, there's so much of work, I'm just so frustrated by it. So how do you take this so much of work? Like, I mean, there's so much of talent to multi-work and, you know, to accept so much of projects. So how does that go in your part?
You know what, when I did not have work, jab mere paas kaam nahi tha na, tab I used to see how successful people operate, how they think and how they process information and how they deal with stress. So I think I came fairly prepared on the part wherein I know and I'm prepared for this because this is what I've worked for. This is what everybody wants eventually. And hota kya hai na, jab aapke paas kaam nahi hota hai, so you want work, you cry for it and you pray that, okay, you want to be busy, you want to be busy. And once you're busy, you start to become ungrateful about what you have. So I have wired my brain in such a way that I have to be grateful for the fact that I'm having work, which thousands and millions of people are also like, you know, wanting to have. So to be very frank, dear, it doesn't occur to me. It never occurred to me that I have such less time and so much of work responsibility. I actually enjoy the fact that, okay, so less time and so much of things to do. So how I do it, I try, because there are 24 hours, we all have 48 hours, we all have. So I have this term for me, which is side hustle. So when I'm on project, like when I'm working on a movie project, the side hustle for me is to prepare for singing. I do my riyas, I do my recordings after hours. And then similarly, I work out early morning at 6:30 a.m. I'll go and I'll work out because that's for my fitness videos, fitness thing that I will love to do in future. So that's how I've been managing my schedule and time. So I have not complained at all. And I'm very sure that I'm not going to do it in the future either.
Okay, that was a brilliant thing because normally people tend to be ungrateful towards what they have because once they have so much of work.
Yes.
So Anveshi, speaking about, like, was this acting a kira and the singing right from the early childhood or did it develop after your like graduation and everything? So please tell us, like, how did you move to this industry and how did you make your place into this industry?
You know what,
main
bahut chote shehar se hu aur hamari jo actual mein jo ikshaen hoti hai na, jo desires hoti hai, wo hum kabhi khul ke baat nahi karte because aas paas wale hamesha mazak banane ke liye taiyar hote hain. From the looks of me, like how I used to look back then when I was in my college days and when I was in my school days, I used to be a tomboyish person who never bothered about how I'm looking. So messy hair and weird clothes. So I was like that. So maine kabhi kisi ko ye bola hi nahi ki I am inspiring or I really want to be an actor. What I did is I kept my dream to myself and I started working on it somehow or the other. I just found one link and that's how every dot I connected and eventually I'm here. So it's been a long, long journey, to be very frank. It's been quite a long journey for me, but I was patient enough and I knew that universe is there. And one thing that I've learned is to surrender. I have always followed my heart and I believe that whatever I'm visualizing. So I've always been a believer of law of attraction and you get what you want and your thought really, really matters how you trust that information. So that way, internally, I have been very sure that this is what I want to do, and I've been very clear. So I was never confused, but the world wasn't aware of it.
Okay, so like there's much more happening within Anvesh, which the world wasn't knowing about. But Anvesh ne karke dikhaya.
Exactly.
Yeah. So like, how was the reaction of the parents and the society around you? Like, you know, they must be very happy when you signed your first film, your singing, like, you know, big opportunity that you got. So how was that basically?
You know, actually, you know, life doesn't really work the way we imagine it to. I imagine them to be very happy and proud that I'm doing this. But they weren't really. They weren't, because their only goal, like any Indian parents, you know, who belongs to a very small city, they only wanted me to get married and settle down with someone, because that's what they aspire for me to be.
Yeah, because the Indian mythology, it is like, you know, more of like, once the girl reaches 25, she has to get married, she has to have
So nothing else matters at all. And because I'm from my educational background, my uncle is an IPS officer, my mom and dad are professors, my grandmother was a principal. So coming from that kind of background, they don't expect you to do anything out of the box. So I was a rebellious kid, and I have this habit that I don't ask, I announce. So I never asked for anything that this is what I'm going to do, because I knew that my dad is going to say no. Be it acting, be it singing, be it hosting, be it anything, he is going to say no. So every single time I just did it, and then I announced it, okay, dad, mom, this is what I've done already. No, you can't say that.
I mean, it takes so much of courage to, you know, hide the things within ourselves when we are ongoing projects. And after that, you know, like the whole project is released, yes. This is what I've done.
Yeah, I mean, you have no idea. I mean, the two incidents I would like to share with you. Earlier, right after the engineering, I was asked to do MBA. My dad said that, okay, do the MBA so that you can get a better guy to get married to. So I said, okay, not taking a chance, not doing MBA, because I always wanted to be on Forbes, you know. You might have read my articles also, but I have this thing about business, I have this thing about doing something. So I thought ki mom dad ko khush karne ka shayad ye ek tarika hai ki na to main media mein ja rahi hu, na main chote kapde pehen rahi hu, but main business kar rahi hu. So I started my business with 5,000 rupees, and I did it for 1.5 years. That was a success. That was in Indore. So then I invited over for ribbon cutting, and I told them that, dad, this is what I've done. I've never told you, but this is what I've been doing. Are you proud? And he was upset. And he was really, really upset about that. He said, you can't do this on your own. You don't have to. We have enough money and all that. I said, okay, maybe I tried what you wanted me to do. Now I'm not going to actually think too much about what others want or what anybody else wants. Eventually, it's my own journey. So now when I did Gandhi Bath, I was actually swearing upon God. I told my director, I told my friends that please don't reveal my name. If you want, don't even put it on the show, because I have done something like which my parents would never accept. And then after that, I became the most Google person. Now, how do you hide that?
So now Anvesh is very famous. Like, anywhere you put the name Anvesh, oh, you're talking about that Anvesh, okay, fine. So like, I think today, it is like Anvesh has become like a big name, and everybody is like, you know, coming from such a like, you know, small village and making a big name. I'm very sure that you must have had a lot of challenges and ups and downs. Even people must have been like, you know, at times, this is the age of social media where people say negative things. To be honest, people do say negative things, and this is displayed over the Instagram wall or maybe Twitter wall, but it is open to all. So how do you deal with these negativities that come to your way?
I have always believed that, you know, ignorance is bliss. Ignorance is really bliss when you know what to ignore and when. So I get such filthy messages, I can't tell you. Matlab, you'll be ashamed to see that face of India and the youngsters that we have. So it's like full of filth. But I ignore it completely. I don't even read those comments. And in fact, I've been very, very upfront about the fact that I have written it clearly on my Instagram post and on my YouTube title also, that I know you're going to write filthy comments on this, but I'm doing this because there are some people who don't comment, who may not be even liking my post, but they get something out of my content. They get something from what I say. You know, so I've been ignoring it completely. So it doesn't affect me anymore. And I think that's a superpower. That really is a superpower. So I remember when I watched the movie The Dirty Picture, the only learning that you get from that picture is that jab tak aap duniya ki parwah nahi karte ho na, aapko koi unme se nahi rok sakta. And the moment you start bothering about what other things about you and how you have to impress other people, that's where your stardom and your everything starts to come down, because you just cannot make the world happy at once. That's not possible.
Yeah, exactly. At certain point, we can make certain group of people happy. Like, everybody can't be pleased by a lone person.
Correct.
Yeah. And also, moving on to the fact, like, you know, we stay in big city like Mumbai. We are working on to the film industry where competition is at its peak.
So how do you deal when you're being compared with other actress or other actor, and maybe in terms of financial thing, or maybe in terms of talent, or maybe in terms of anything? How do you deal with this competition?
You know what? I always believe that be so good that they can't ignore you. I have seen rejections. I have seen a lot of things wherein somebody else is chosen for me, which is, I think, I believe that we all get our part of share in our own time zone. Har kisi ka apna ek time zone hota hai. Like if I start to compare myself with some established actress that, oh my God, she got all of that at this early age. हर किसी का अपना टाइमलाइन होता है कुछ 49 में सक्सेस होता है कोई 18 इयर्स में फेमस होकर डाउन हो जाता है उसका करियर सो आई बिलीव दैट इट्स माय इंडिविजुअल जर्नी एंड द ओनली कंपटीशन आई मीन जस्ट अ क्लीशे लाइन ऑन इंस्टाग्राम हैशटैग एवरीबॉडी यूज दिस लाइन दैट यू नो बी योर ओन कंपटीशन बट इन अ रियल रियल सेंस एज आई सेड इट इज इट हैज टू डू विद द इग्नोरिंग पार्ट सो आई डोंट रियली नो हु माय कंपटीशन इज आई डोंट नो द नेम्स आई डोंट नो हु आई एम कंपेयर्ड विद आई डोंट नो हु गेट्स बेटर लाइक्स एंड बेटर पोस्ट एंगेजमेंट ऑल ऑफ दैट I am completely unaware what's happening around me, which is again ignorance because my brain can only process what I wanted to process and what is important for me. So what's happening around is really not it's really not important for me. Trust me on that. So I believe that it is my journey and I'll get my part, whatever I deserve. All I can do is I can work hard and I can be as good as I need to be, the best version of me. So eventually I'll be noticed like I did. So before yeah. like this happened, Like I'm known for my body and all that. If people say that, okay, either you are artificial or you are blessed with such a great body. So I mean, yes, I'm blessed. Of course, genes and all of that is there. But I've worked hard so much. I went for 90 days program, 90 days transformation program. I was little chubby before that. I was as much chubby that you cannot say that. Okay, this is a hot woman walking in the lane. I was like an average looking girl, and I was going for auditions and getting rejected for 2 years. And the moment I started going for transforming and working real, real hard, not in my head, but physically I started working hard, that's when things started to happen. That's when Gandhi Baat happened. So if Gandhi Baat mujhe us case mein mila hota hai when I was little chubby, I don't think I would have made this far. The only reason I'm making it far is only and only pure hard work. There are no shortcuts to success, as they say.
Yeah, very true. Like, you know, many people aspire, like, you know, there must be some shortcut to success, but as you said, there are no shortcuts to success. There's so much of hard work, there's so much of determination and pure putting your heart and soul into what you do.
Absolutely, and it's easier said than done. Other people, they would like to judge you because you remind them of what they are not doing, you know? So,
yeah.
a better looking woman in a cafe must be telling her boyfriend, okay, this girl is all artificial, she's got fame and luck because of her body, of her boobs. I'm very upfront.
Okay.
Come on.
Yeah, definitely.
You do that. Fine. Get it done. I assure you, get it done, you can do it too. The only difference is you can be better than me, but you're not hungrier than me. So it's the hunger, it's the zid that keeps me going, you know?
Exactly.
So, yeah. Yeah.
And we see, like, coming to the social media part, have we, before also we spoke about this Instagram thing, we spoke about this Twitter thing. See, the numbers on the Instagram really matter a lot. So is there a thing, like, you know, three particular actresses getting more number of followers than you? So is there a kind of, like, you know, jealousy for the other actress which is getting more numbers of you? Like, you know, what is the number game for you?
As I said, I am one person who doesn't really care about these things. And as long as the engagement rate is concerned, if you see my Instagram, you'll realize that there are no efforts, you know. Ek bahut zyada janbujh ke karne wali koshish nahi hai jahan pe I'm trying to take off my clothes and I'm trying to show off my body, I'm trying to get attention, or I'm using thousands of hashtags. No, it's not that. It's just, I've always been this way the way I am right now, and as long as jealousy is concerned, not really, because as I said, I've been so particular with my time that when I go on Instagram, I just go to post my post and I come out of it. I don't scroll. I know it's hard to believe, but I learned it very quickly from Jim Quick. This is a speaker, motivational speaker who talks about how you can condition your brain for time management.
Yeah.
So this is one of the parts, and how you can consciously choose not to get stuck in social media and create HAAHD and attention deficit or disorder and all of these things, or feeling inadequate of how bad your life is because compared to someone else. No, I actually just go there, post my story, post my post, go live, check messages and come out of it. So to be very frank, I am not active on any of the social media otherwise. So I'm very mean when it comes to social media. I don't know what's happening around.
But actually, this is something that we should really learn about, because today's world is so much obsessed with Instagram and so much obsessed with, you know, the each and every follower. Yeah, make a follow, karo, yeah, do this. Everyone is concerned with each and every single number appearing on Instagram. So this is, I think, the noteworthy point that you have made today.
Yeah, exactly. And you don't realize how much time it is taking out of you, how much productivity is taking out of you, because, you know, if you want to be, you know what, it's like instant gratification. You post on pictures, you get 1,000 likes, you get 1 lakh likes, and you feel, oh my God, I'm so important, I'm so loved. But as they say, it is like a game of Monopoly. You only get rich in game, not in real. Similar is the Instagram fame, you know, you are getting famous on Instagram. But when you walk down, do people recognize you? Do they know that this is Anvesha and walking the street? No, they don't. So the idea is to not to introduce myself. There shouldn't be a need to introduce myself where I'm walking in. So that's the idea. So I don't work for instant gratification. I don't feel happy about the fact of the likes and how many comments I'm getting. I'm looking for a longer picture, bigger picture. So if you ask me about the end goal is be someone like Oprah Winfrey. So I want to be the Oprah Winfrey of India, and for that the journey is long. If I start preaching today, nobody would believe it. But this is what I've been doing for years, preparing myself.
Exactly.
That makes all the difference.
And one more thing to add on, Anvesha, like, you know, in one of the chat shows, there was a one great man who said, like, you know, the numbers that you say, like, you know, you put a post on Instagram and today you're getting 1 lakh likes, maybe 2 lakh likes, but that's not going to assure you that these people are going to come and watch your movies or these people are going to come and appreciate your work. That's just the number, and it has got nothing to do with productivity.
Correct. Nothing at all. It's being very delusional. Like, I wonder, and I feel super bad for people. I'm not taking any names of any application like that on the phone, but there are multiple apps wherein you make your acting videos, you make your 5 seconds, 10 seconds dancing, singing, acting videos, and you upload, and you are spending the whole day, money and time on it just because you think you will become a star by posting something like that. So this is like taking a shortcut. It is doing nothing, because social media, the idea of social media is to keep you engaged as much as they can, because they are earning millions of dollars per second of your watching time. So they will keep you hooked there, right?
Exactly.
And you're letting them succeed on that. So the idea is to be aware and not become a victim of it, you know?
Yeah, true. And also moving towards one more point, had you said that you have been acting into Kannada industry and Gujarati industry and much more multilingual industry. So what did you like to comment about the word nepotism, the term nepotism? So how did you encounter nepotism and how do you deal with nepotism?
To be very frank, you know, I have always been very mentally prepared of what are the possibilities of treatment that people do with you. To be very frank, I've been blessed enough to be always surrounded by good people. I mean, this has to do something with me being lucky or the kind of people that you attract around you. Sometimes not in hand. So till now, I would say that there was nothing like that. But then, yeah, there have been incidences because I'm new to the industry. So they don't treat you as somebody who is so respectful. They expect,
who's from the industry prior.
Yeah, because you're new and they treat you like a normal person, which is absolutely okay. So I just console myself by telling it, okay, it's okay. Maybe, not yet, but soon. You know, that's how it is. So I'm ready for whatever coming, whatever criticism, ignorance, good part, bad part, whatever coming to me, I'm taking it very nicely, because I know there will be one day when I'll be treated much differently, and that's all on me.
Yeah. And we see, also speaking about one more term, like, you know, today you're out open on social media, you're acting, you're working, and you're a bold, strong, independent woman. So there is some part of criticism that adds from the society. So there's a negative, like, see, we spoke about negativity. So how do you handle this criticism? You know, the criticism that has got nothing to do with just your faltua criticism. How do you handle that criticism?
As I've said, that I have been ignorant about the criticism part, because nobody dared till now to come and say things on my face. On my back, I can't imagine what is happening, because very recently my dad called me up and he confronted me with the fact that hamare shahar mein jitne bhi journalists hain sabne hame sabne mujhe bithaya aur mere clips jo mere gandi baat show ke jo clips hain wo unko dikhaya aur unhone bola ki hamare shahar se baaki sari ladke naam roshan kar rahi hai lekin aapki ladki jo hai wo hamara naam duba rahi hai. So, you know, इस तरह की धमकियाँ मेरे पापा को मिल रही हैं. So, this is how they are looking at it. Because obviously, envy is the basic core of anything that you do.
Yeah.
Right? I felt really bad and I cried. I cried a lot. And criticism only makes me more determined and more stronger. Trust me on that. I don't waste a tear anymore after that incident. That I'll not be taken aback by any of these things, because obviously I'm reminding them of what they cannot be. I have nothing against anybody, but my job is to just go ahead and keep working, and that's what I'm going to do.
And I think, Anvisha, this is the most valuable statement that you have made. I mean, like, the listeners will be really very happy to get this Josh from you. Like, you know, you learn something more from the criticism and you don't hold it back, you know. You just go ahead with 100 power, like, you know, 100 power multiple you go ahead with once you get a criticism.
Absolutely. Yeah, because it is about channelizing your anger. It is about channelizing your energy. I mean, that's what makes you either a good person, determined person, or a victim. You act like a victim because something happened to you. You start complaining like, oh, this happened, that happened. He said something like that. So I step back. I cannot be a victim because I know I am my own responsibility, and nobody is going to do it for me. Nobody is going to do it for me.
Right.
So might as well. I go ahead and I channelize my negativity, my other people's criticism, to convert it into more power, more and more power and strength. So whenever I feel depressed, like, this is something I'm saying, not elaborating, but saying, because the listeners might get something out of it, because we all go through the same things, you know.
Right.
So whenever I felt that I'm bogged down by someone or something wrong happened, what I do is I go for workout. The very first thing that I do is, like, I channelize my energy while working out. And when I work out, I put some really, really nice Instagram, YouTube, fearless motivation speeches, when people are talking about why you're doing what you're doing. So, you know, those speeches have made me so much stronger and firmer in my life, Tony, that there's nothing.
Just analyzing that way into a positive way.
Yes. Otherwise, I have a choice of listening to sad songs and crying over the same shitty part and calling my five friends and drinking and doing drugs and just crying over the small stuff that happens. So I don't sweat the small stuff. I think of a longer, bigger goal. So this is what happened when my last breakup happened. I was devastated. I was like broken to death. I utilized it. I learned boxing. I became a human behavior analyst. I became a dating coach. I did all of that because at that time I had no work. And within a year, my dear, within a year, my story changed. And that's how, where I am. So, you know, it's always about turning pain into power.
Exactly. And Anvisha, coming to the concluding part, there's one question that that we really want to ask you. The thing is that, as you said, that you get up early in the morning, you go, you start gymming, you channelize your energy into something which is more productive and more positive, you're more determined and focused. So there must be some Josh, there must be some motivation behind it. So tell us that motivation which really inspires you to go and work out there on this harsh and heavy field.
See, the idea is that I thoroughly believe that we all are here for a purpose. Like, you have a purpose, my dear, because you're born in this earth. You have a purpose. I believe I am very, very responsible for the purpose that I live with. My purpose eventually is to become so powerful that I can inspire each and every being on this planet. This is how big my goal is. And for that big goal, I need to be doing more than an average human being. Because you know what? We all are born very, very average. Like, nobody is born intelligent. Nobody is born like an Oprah Winfrey. We all live and learn. We all grow. It only depends on you, that how much hard work you put in, how much you sacrifice, and how much you really work towards what you want to be. Like, if you talk about Tony Robbins, the only difference between me, you and him is that he works 10 times more than what we do, right? We all have the same amount of time, but the amount of hard work and determination that you put into your work is what makes all the difference. So that's what my inspiration is, which never dies. Even when I'm sleeping, I am motivated. I'm eating, I'm motivated. So there was a time when I was not grooming, I was not growing. So somebody told me, there's my mentor, his name is Karan Oberoi, he's an established singer and an actor. He told me, unless you look at the mirror, when you look at a mirror and then you see that your face is not glowing, your body is not fit, that's a reflection of your work. That's a reflection of your hard work. What you say is not going to make you reach where you want to be. What you do is what's going to take you there, right?
Exactly.
So that's when I realized maybe I've been so easy on myself. Like, okay, I am dieting, I'm working out, I'm doing all of that. But then a piece of cake comes, I eat it. There's a party is happening. Okay, I'll go and I'll enjoy the party. I'll be awake till late night. I'm a singer. I'm not doing riyaz. Just because it's time to chal raha hai na. That average mentality, that's what I call mediocre success. Mediocre success is where you are in between. Like, you know, you're known, you're fairly known, and you're happy with that part.
Okay.
I don't want to be settling to that either. When your goal is so big, you have to do what it takes. You can't be easy on you at all. So it's a tapasya, to be very frank, that I'm sacrificing upon. Yeah.
Definitely. And Michelle, to be very honest, this has been one of the best interviews where the guest has really revealed so much about lifestyles and so much about being positive and upfront in the society. So actually, we are very happy to have you on the show.
Thank you so much. It's been lovely, lovely talking to you. It's really a pleasure.
And before we conclude, there's going to be a happy segment that's known as the Josh Bio. So are you ready for the Josh Bio?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But you have to be super honest and super fast at it.
Super honest, super fast, yes.
Yeah. So let's start.
Yeah.
Here we go. Are you a tea or a coffee person?
Sorry, what?
Are you a tea or a coffee person?
Coffee.
Three weird things about your lifestyle. I think this question is not going to be any more valid because you just revealed that you're perfect with all sense.
Yeah, but then please repeat the question. I think I'm hearing a problem now. Three what?
Three weird things about lifestyle.
Three weird things about lifestyle is not why all the sweet things, why all the best things have calories. I really hate that part. I'm such a sweet tooth and I can't eat all of that because it has calories. I really believe, had it been vice versa, like you have no calories, you're allowed to eat
all the sweet desserts.
Yeah, I'd be so happy. Yeah, that's one weird thing. Another is getting up early. Trust me, that's the most difficult thing I had to cope up with. Getting early morning and the last thing that the workout is amazing. I love that part. The last thing that I hate is taking early morning flights.
Okay. Yeah. Moving on to the next question. What the following people have you wish you had? Deepika Padukone.
Other people have what I wish I had. I think I'm...
There's one name, Deepika Padukone. Deepika Padukone. I'll be giving you 3 to 4 names and you have to be answering in one word, like what she has, you want. Deepika Padukone.
Okay. Attitude on the face.
What?
And the sexual arrogance. Her attitude and the sexual arrogance that she has.
Okay. Aishwarya Rai.
Oh my God.
Kareena.
Her cheekbones. I have similar though. Kareena. Her acting skills. I love her acting.
Lastly, Alia.
The bubbliness.
Okay, that was a good answer. Moving on to the next one. Rank in terms of excellency of work. Sonakshi, Katrina, Sara, Alia, Deepika.
Katrina, Deepika, Katrina, then Alia, and then what else?
Sonakshi, Katrina, Sara, Alia, Deepika. Sonakshi, Katrina, Sara, Alia, Deepika.
Sorry, but Sonakshi would come last for me. Alia would be before that, yeah.
Okay, so what's the... We'll just go take up the order. The first one is?
The first one is Katrina, then Deepika, then Alia, Sarah. Then Sara, then Sonakshi.
Sonakshi, okay, fine. Rank in terms of beauty. Sonakshi, okay. Shraddha, Janvi, Sara, Deepika.
Deepika? You said what? Janvi.
Sonakshi, Shraddha, Sara, Janvi, Deepika.
Deepika, Sara, Shraddha, Sonakshi, and then the last one is... which one did I have to say?
I'll repeat it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Sonakshi, Shraddha. Yeah, yeah. Sara, Janvi, Deepika.
Sonakshi, Shraddha, Janvi. Janvi, right. Okay. So, Deepika. Then I feel Janvi is beautiful. Then I feel Shraddha. Then, right now, I'm actually focusing on remembering names and anything else. Then Sonakshi would be last again. And the middle name is?
Sara.
Sara.
Okay, fine. Oh, here we get it. So, here Anvi has cracked the code, finally.
Yeah, I know, right? Finally we did.
Yeah. Next one. Choose one movie you wish you were casted and also tell the name of the character you wish to enact.
The character?
You wish to enact or you wish to play that character.
I want to play Paro of Devdas. I love that character.
And from the movie?
From the movie Devdas.
Devdas from Paro. Okay, Paro from Devdas. We are like hoping that there comes the Devdas too and you have been casted as Paro.
Oh my God, all the blessings to you, my dear. I really, really want that to happen.
Surely, definitely it's happening. Next question.
Yeah. If you ask me, like I'm really, really inspired by Lucy, the Scarlett Johansson character. I think she's the sexiest and the most beautiful woman on earth. So if I get to act in a movie like Lucy, nothing like it. That's a Hollywood project.
That's a Hollywood project. It's coming soon.
I hope so, because Hollywood is first love that way. Like you asked me, like if I can dream, like
you staring into a Hollywood movie.
Yeah, that's true.
Definitely. All the blessings and prayers for you that you soon step into Hollywood.
Thank you.
Let's move on to the next one. Most promising newcomer, Sara Ali Khan or Janhvi Kapoor?
Janhvi, I think, is better. Sara is better. Yeah.
Two to one.
Janhvi and Sara. Because her attitude, her charm works for her really well.
So, Sara Ali Khan.
Yeah.
Okay. One stereotype about film industry that is true.
If an actress or an actress playing a certain kind of role, they are only good enough for that.
Okay. The last one. Who is your competition? Like, who do you think is your competition into this industry?
Honestly, I don't really know. I'm not aware of it. I'm really not.
I mean, it's good to be like not aware about it at times, because otherwise you start negative thinking about it.
That's also true. But then I'm not really aware. I don't even know if I'm compared to somebody. I'm not aware, actually. I think I'm out of. I'll figure out. Do you can you tell me who is that?
Like any Bollywood actors or any Gujarati industry actress that you feel that she's your competition?
No, not really. I think, as I told you, that's not how I process information. So
exactly,
I don't really
exactly.
know, because I cannot compare myself with any actress already, because we all are on our own journey, you know.
Exactly.
Comparison would be a stupid thing to do. Yeah, so nobody.
Definitely. And yeah. we have ended with a Josh fire, and you were super honest and super fast at it. So 10 on 10. Bravo.
Thank you. Yay.
And you're getting a hamper which will be delivered directly to your house. Yeah, that's going to be a surprise, but.
Wow, amazing. We do that every day, Baba. Let's have an interview every single day.
And also, the thing is that before you leave this, we want to ask you one thing. That one advice that you will give to the teenage about life.
I'll say just one thing, that be very, very careful with your time. Money can be made again and again, but time, once lost, never comes back. Because you, when you're young, you feel that you're going to stay that way forever, which is not true. That's the time when you have to be very, very careful about your time. If you have dreams, put all into it. Trust me, time is the most important thing in the world.
Okay. But I think, Anvishi, this was an amazing segment with you, and we really enjoyed it a lot. And thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you so much. It's a pleasure. Thank you.
Well, that was it for today. Now we meet on next Saturday. Until we meet, take care, be happy, and most importantly, be full of Josh. Thank you.